Number 359, Victory in Jesus. Let's sing the first and last verses, and if you're able and willing, please stand. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood. Seated, if you would take a moment and let's scoot closer towards the center and so we can try to blend our voices a little bit better. I think that will assist the singing tonight. Thank you.
Song 530. Song 530, and we're singing all three verses of this song. Looking to Thee from day to day, trusting Thy grace along the way, knowing that Thou wilt safely keep all that is Thine. Sure of Thy soul redeeming love, sure of a crown of life above, singing Thy grace I press along, Savior divine. Looking to Thee, trusting Thy grace, as a true soldier can be, nearing my own heavenly place, trusting Thy love, I press along, looking to Thee, looking to Thee for all I need, finding in Thee a friend indeed, all of the burdens of the Thy grace, I am as happy as a true soldier can be, nearing my own
679. 679. Jesus, Hold My Hand. We'll be singing verses 1 and 3. 679. Jesus, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim, and there is a friend who walks with me.
Lord and our Father in heaven, we're very grateful for this day. We pray, Father, that the words that we've just sung, asking you to hold our hand, helping us to do better each day, would be true of each and every one of us who are here. We pray, Lord, for your strength in our minds and in our hearts, so that we would have a resolve, that we would grow closer to you each day. We thank you, Father, for our brothers and sisters here at University. We thank you for the great blessing that they are to us. We thank you that they can help pick us up when we fall down. And we are thankful that they give us someone that we can serve, because we know that that is who and what you would have us to be and do as we reflect your Son in our daily lives. We pray, Father, that you would be with those here who are struggling. We pray that you would restore those who are sick. We pray that you would restore those who are sick beyond a way that we feel like they can be restored, because we know you can do all things. We pray, Father, that we would look for ways to serve those who are around us. And we pray, Father, that we would continue to purify our lives as we discussed this morning. We thank you especially for the opportunity that we have to lift our hearts and our voices in praise to you this evening. We pray that you would bless us. And we pray, Father, that what we offer here to you this evening would be sweet, sweetly smelling to you. We pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, I'm coming home, number 291. Can I get a show of hands who's familiar with this song? All right, we get to learn a new song tonight. As such, we'll sing all together on the first verse, so everyone can get the melody, and then we'll break out into parts on verses 2 and verse 3. Praise the Lord, I'm coming home. I am looking for treasure eternal. I am longing to dwell in that land where my Savior has promised to build me a mansion with His own hand. God has promised His saints through the ages. He'll provide the Lord, I'm coming home.
number 87 in the supplement, come to the table. I think I've led this once before. I don't know how many are familiar with this one. A few hands. Okay, good. It's a good song, and I think has a great message, especially before we would partake of the Lord's Supper.
Do-so. Come to the table of mercy, prepared with the cup and the bread. All who are hungry and thirsty, come and your souls will be fed. Come at the Lord's invitation, receive from His name.
The next song will be number 13, Alleluia. Alleluia.
Yeah.
If you're using the books, we're singing number 115 in the supplement, Healing in Its Wings.
And oh me, oh Father, I do sin, and my heart breaks deep within. For you have sought me, yet I turn away from all your loving care. So often do I fall, yet you
in the supplement book.
You are my all in all. Number 29.
Jesus. Number 506, The Kingdoms of Earth Pass Away. We'll do all three verses, and would you please stand with me while we sing?
And oh soul, the kingdoms of earth pass away one by one, but the kingdom of heaven remains. It is built on a rock, and the Lord is its king, and forever and ever he reigns. It shall stand, it shall stand, forever and ever it shall stand, it shall stand, it shall stand, forever and ever. Amen and amen. The tempest may rage and its anger acclaim, yea, the wind and the torrents may roar, and the strong gates of hell may assail it in vain, still the kingdom shall stand evermore. It shall stand, it shall stand, forever and ever, it shall stand, it shall stand, forever and ever, amen and amen. The kingdom of God is now open to all, in the vilest may now enter in. There's a welcome for all who will turn to the Lord, full salvation and pardon for sin. It shall stand, it shall stand, forever and ever, it shall stand. It shall stand forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Be seated, please.
Not found in the book. It's found in the old book. Song number 988. It's I'll Be Listening. There we go. We have it. We sing all three stanzas.
When the Savior call, I will answer. When he call for me, I will hear. My robe is white, I will hear. If my somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening for my name. I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening for my name.
Nearer my God to thee. Number 124. Nearer my God to thee.
Stand with me again for the song. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day.
Has no desire to stay.
Scripture reading will be taken from Romans 6, 8 through 10. Romans 6, 8 through 10.
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God.
If you're using a songbook, go ahead and mark song number 287. 287, that will be the song of invitation this evening. There's a fountain free. Let me be one of the first to echo sentiments that probably many in this audience would agree with. But we're glad to have you guys back. Singing was outstanding. And it cheers this old man's heart to hear songs of praise coming from such young voices and from everybody as we sing songs of praise to our God. Wonderful job by all. I'll brag a little because I can, because I'm up here. But I believe that was Ty Ackett's second time to lead in front of all of us. Ty did a fantastic job. Look to see him do this more and more in the future. Just a few words for you as a means of invitation, and following which we'll be led in our closing song. It's Saturday. Cries of anguish and despair fill the air. Mourning is rampant. A people who needed leadership and guidance, a people who needed deliverance and healing, are now seemingly without hope. The nation is in shock. Why, you ask? Because the great emancipator is dead. At 12:10 p.m. on April the 15th, 1865, Dr. Joseph John Vier Woodard and Dr. Edward Curtis performed the autopsy of President Abraham Lincoln in the guest room at the northeast corner of the second floor of the White House. An excerpt from a letter Dr. Curtis wrote to his mother revealed the following, and I quote, "As I was lifting the ladder from the cavity of the skull, suddenly the bullet dropped out through my fingers and fell, breaking the solemn silence of the room with its clatter into an empty basin that was standing beneath. There it lay upon the white china, a little black mass no bigger than the end of my finger, dull, motionless, and harmless, yet the cause of such mighty changes in the world's history as we may perhaps never realize. A little black mass, seemingly so minute, and yet the cause of great change. It's Thursday night, in a garden across the Kidron Valley. His friends are sleeping while he prays. His agony so pronounced that while he prays more earnestly, the gospel writer tells us his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And then in the still of the night, he comes with a kiss. A common greeting, this kiss, but this night it conveyed so much more. The proverb writer says in Proverbs 27, verse 6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. You see, this kiss of betrayal was the kiss of an enemy. It was the kiss of death. It was the ultimate hypocrisy. This breach of trust was the beginning of the end, or so it seemed. It's Saturday. Cries of anguish and despair fill the air. Mourning is rampant. A people who needed leadership and guidance, a people who needed deliverance and healing, are now seemingly without hope. The world is in shock. Why, you ask? Because the great Redeemer is dead. What makes you think that's the end? The world was waiting for a happier ending to this travesty. Yes, the world was waiting, and Sunday came. Praise God, Sunday came. When the women went to the tomb early that day to cover him with their tears and the customary burial spices they prepared, the stone which sealed the tomb had been pushed aside. Oh, how their hearts must have ached at the sight. To witness his betrayal, his brutal death, his burial and his absence, and now this. And then two men in dazzling apparel ask the question that reaches through the annals of time to our own aching, weary world. Why do you seek the living among the dead? And it all started with a kiss. A seemingly harmless little kiss. And yet the cause of such mighty and wondrous change in the world's history, as many may perhaps never realize, but we do. Thanks be to God. Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 6, "Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God." Thanks be to God. If you're subject to the invitation call, please come before it's everlastingly too late. All together we stand while we sing.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living stream with a crystal gleam. From the throne of life now it flows. While the waters roll, let the weary soul hear the call that forth freely goes. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft, and no soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me, and its stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
Please be seated. The Lord's Supper is prepared for those who are unable to partake this morning. The bread, which represents the Lord's body, who died on the cross for us, and the cup, which represents the blood that he shed, we'll bless it. And then if you'll get our attention as we're coming down the aisles. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your Son. We're thankful for the life that he lived and the death that he died for us, and that we can have forgiveness of our sins. We're thankful for the bread. We pray that you bless it and bless those who are going to partake, and that they can take their minds back to the cross and to that sacrifice. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.